everyone. Let's get started. So there are a few points that I'd like to make from a GAC perspective. First of all, this is not a GAC plenary meeting, so the full GAC is not here. And this is in order to have a meeting where those GAC members that are referenced in the advice from Beijing that have raised sensitivities about the specific strings Islam and Halal have an opportunity to express their concerns to members of the new GTLD program committee. And this is a provision that is contained in the guidebook, in fact, that there would be such an opportunity or such a dialogue to occur between the new GTLD program committee and the GAC. And so given some of the sensitivities around this issue, we have come to this particular arrangement in order, again, as I say, so that in particular, those GAC members that are referenced in the advice as having sensitivities in relation to these strings that may speak, although I recognize that others may also have a particular interest. And so I think want to make it possible to hear those other views, but for other GAC members, I do not expect them to participate in the discussion. So with that, Shireen, if you can introduce us to your side of things. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Heather. And let me start by thanking the governments or representatives of the governments available here today for reaching out to us. And let me start by saying that I'd like to renew our assurance of our sincere respect for those governments. And we are here today to listen to both parties and to hear your concerns and your point of view. This is not a decision-making meeting, and I would like to stress this very much. As you would appreciate, we are talking about two applications, dot halal and dot Islam. Both of those are still pending initial evaluation results. Both of those have received GAC warning and have been mentioned in the recent communique from the GAC. And both have objections from other countries filed against them. The board or the new GTLD committee on behalf of the board does not interfere with the process. It will allow the process to continue in order to be fair to all applicants. So until such a time that the initial evaluation results or the objection filing are resolved and we know what the results of those are, the new GTLD committee on behalf of the board will not interfere with the process. But we respect your desire to talk, you respect your desire to be heard, and we're here to hear both parties, and we will listen very carefully and take whatever input you can give us into consideration. Thank you very much.
Okay, so perhaps we could do just a tour de table to establish who's here for everyone. And also I think we should just note that this meeting is being recorded, yes? And yes. Yes, so if you can say your name and just indicate who you are, that will help us to keep track of that. So I will go to my right. So I'm Heather Dryden, as you know, the chair of the Governmental Advisory Committee.
I'm Bill Graham, ICANN board member.
Akram Atallah, staff.
Ana Neves from Portugal.
Gonzalo Navarro, ICANN board member.
George Sadowski, ICANN board member.
Olga Madruga, 40, ICANN board member.
Kavus Arasli from Iran.
Shahram Salutipur, Iran delegate.
In the name of God, Said Matthew, GAC representative of Islamic Republic of Iran.
Tracy Hackshaw Trail and Tobago, GAC Vice Chair.
Hello, Marcela Paiva, Ministry of Foreign Affairs from Chile.
Good morning, Denis Gonzalez from the Under Secretariat of Telecommunications from Chile.
Good morning, everyone. Yamaguchi from the Japanese delegation, Minister of Internal Affairs and Communications.
Zambi from Malaysia, MCMC.
Hi, Rafida from Malaysia.
Pell Brumak, GAC representative in UAE.
Sorina Delan, Romania.
Romulo Neus from Brazil.
Alessandri Fontanelli from Brazil.
Good morning, everybody. Abdul Rahman Al Mazuki, GAC representative of the UAE.
Jamie Hedlin, ICANN staff.
Ray Polsak, ICANN board.
Erika Mann, ICANN board.
Chris Despain, ICANN board.
Shireen Chalabi, ICANN board and chairman of the new GTLD committee.
Okay, so I think we will start with UAE, please.
Thank you. Just to give you a recap on UAE's position and perhaps many of the other Islamic countries who have had concern with these two particular TLDs. The UAE's position from the beginning was the sensitive names such as that are referring to religions like Islam and Halal have to be carefully looked at, and we have to make sure that the community of the Muslim community have to be involved in the launch of such TLD. This is why we've from the beginning we've looked the application and we've raised our concern in a form of GAC early warning, and that communication was sent to the applicant. There were other countries as well who perhaps are not present here in this meeting who have also raised early warning, such as India. And there were also some countries who have raised or expressed their concerns, and they're not a GAC member, such as Saudi Arabia. But the position was documented in a form of the public comments page that was opened by ICANN to express all the public opinion. So we've raised the early warning, and there was some dialogue and communication with the applicant. But however, we still our main concern is that the applicant was not representing the Muslim community, and there was no substantial effort to have a dialogue with the Muslim community in order to formulate the policies, have a strategy to open this TLD. So we reiterated our position during the GAC deliberations. Not only us, also other countries. And today we still have the same concern. Although we've actually also utilized the objection mechanism to being part of the community, we felt that we have the right to also object as part of that community. But unfortunately, others have not utilized it, basically because of, and this is the feedback that I got from many other countries, is that the complexity of the process. you know, there's so many variables and uncertainties, and it takes time to reach into positions. This is why some of the countries had challenges in putting, and there are costs as well involved in filing a dispute. So we have the objection from as a UAE government, but we felt that many other countries as well have this concern. And I, on the other side, I want to highlight as well the organizations that are also concerned with the TLT, which is the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, the OIC, which is basically an intergovernmental organization representing the cooperation between the Muslim countries or the countries where there is a significant population of Muslims. And the OIC position was it's a sensitive subject and it is a sensitive TLD, and it has to be born with the cooperation and support of the community. So the OIC have done their deliberation as well, basically there are committees concerned with such topics, and they've proposed certain resolutions that will be communicated as well to ICANN. And basically, it was a consensus resolution, and the next step is to communicate it to perhaps ICANN, and that resolution is basically opposing introducing the these TLD or these accepting these applications. So my message is that the community is opposing the introduction of those TLDs in this manner, and there has to be a better coordination with the community in order to properly introduce the TLD. So this is in a nutshell our position, and many other Islamic and perhaps the other countries, Islamic countries, who want to comment on our position as well. Thank you.
Thank you for that, UAE. Is there anyone that you would like to give the floor to next? Would you like to give the floor to one of your colleagues next? Okay. Malaysia, please.
I just would like to iterate that we support the concern from UAE regarding the issues of the halal and the Islam and the applicants support in terms of the representation of the community. We don't get any, we don't even know who's the applicant, so this is a very sensitive issue, very sensitive names. For this name to be used widely globally, so you need to have, they need to at least come from a known organization like the OIC that we know they represent Muslim as a whole. So that's our opinion.
Thank you. A question? Okay. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you, and thanks to both of you. Two things. First of all, just to say, I understand that, you know, you've got the objection, and I just want to say you only need to have one objection, so the fact that groups of other people didn't object, didn't actually file a formal objection, it doesn't take away from our understanding of your strength of feeling on it. I'm curious if someone could explain. I understand the sensitivity around Islam, obviously. I'm less clear about why there is a concern, as much of a concern in respect to halal. And perhaps if someone could maybe explain that, that would be very helpful.
UAE?
Yeah. That's a good question. So halal as a word, I'm not sure if you understand what it means in Arabic. Halal means permissible. So basically something that is permissible in Islamic Sharia and law. something that you are allowed to either consume or do or, you know, etc. And it's strongly associated also with products. So this is where you probably know the name with products, food specifically. So halal food. And the word itself, we use it in our language in situations where people want to know whether this is according to the Sharia, is it allowed to do or not. And we thought that if halal is to be used in a TLD, it might give an assumption that this specific name or subject or item associated with this TLD is permissible. So as if you are saying that the name, the products associated with it, the things that are associated with it are permissible according to Sharia law. So this is the main concern of why there is a concern from our perspective in looking at a TLD. And there are so many organizations around the world that are in fact regulating halal food, for example, or halal products. And every country might have, where there are significant Muslim population, they have regulatory bodies governing the use, even the name. So you're not allowed to, for example, use the name in association with the product without getting certification or you go through an accreditation to make sure that, you know, if it was a food, then it is made in a way that is according with the Sharia law, slotted in according to Islamic Sharia law, and etc. So this is the concern is that if a body want to govern this TLD, then who is he to and how the names will be approved and how it will be, you know, allowed to be registered? What are the measures that will be used to make sure that it is according to Sharia law? So it has to be someone who is really someone like a regulatory body to make sure that anything that goes in there are truly halal. So this is the main concern from our perspective.
Oh, thank you. So Malaysia, you had a...
Okay, I would like to add on that. Halal not just for in our actually in Islam, halal is not just for food. They also use for shampoo, for anything that you use like perfume. So it has to be a halal product. So in Malaysia and in most of the Muslim country, we have accredited organization that actually do this. So any products, not just they can't put just the word halal in their in the product. It has to be accredited. It has to be an accredited body that actually assign the halal logo to hotels, to places, public places, for example. So it's actually a big business for halal products. And I think it becomes very common nowadays that whenever we go buy and stuff, we look at the bottles and look for that logo. So that's the reason why it has to be managed properly. A safeguard has to be in place when we talk about the TLD.
Thank you. Okay, so I see Turkey. And Turkey, please go ahead.
Thank you. Just we also, as Turkish government, we also have some concerns. Although this company is a Turkish company, applied for .dot Islam and .dot Halal, along with many other strings, but we believe that these are very sensitive strings and needs a community support. And the company applied, although it's a legitimate company and it's a legitimate application, a Turkish company, do not have that support. They did not get any support they did not achieve to get any support from Organization for Islamic Countries, which is an umbrella organization, covers all different sects and differences within the same religion, nor they got support from, they ask for support from Turkish governmental institute, Diyanet. So there's no governmental support. And we have the concern that it's just an IT company handling this kind of religious and sensitive issues. Could be a very difficult and problematic one in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Turkey. Iran?
Yes, if you wish, madam. First of all, like all other countries, we in the Islamic Republic of Iran, we are Muslim. We have the same belief to the use of the concept, term, an objective of halal. There is no halal in one Muslim country and another halal is another Muslim country. All of them have the same, irrespective of any ramification or any other division and so on and so forth. This is at the top. This is top level domain. We have heard of the concerns of our distinguished sisters and brothers. In general, we have no disagreement with them. We know people express concerns. Concerns are recognized, acknowledged, and I think it is in principle valid. We are not going here, and we are not gathered here to have on one way or other. We are going to address the concern. And we have to find the most appropriate modality or modalities how the concerns of the community in general be addressed. In this issue of Islam and halal, we are all together. We are all Muslims. In Arabic it says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَاصْلَحُوا بَيْنَ أَخْوَيْكُمْ. All Muslims are brothers. Make peace and relations between the brothers. So we are our belief of that. The issue is that how this concerns to be addressed through the appropriate means and modalities to satisfy the communities. There is not one single community, there are communities and so on and so forth. So we would like to perhaps as a very preliminary idea to mention that perhaps we should take the approach that what we have to do. I think we are dealing an issue in ICANN. ICANN has or is famous or is known for the approach it's taken. The ICANN approach is an inclusive, multi-stakeholder model, whether bottom-up or up-to-bottom, for us is inclusive, everybody, to be consulted, no doubt, including but not limited to the Islamic cooperation organizations or organizations of Islamic cooperations, OIC. There might be other entities such as Economic Cooperation Organization also. I said including but not limited. It could include individuals, entities, governments, personalities. They have views on that. Be consulted in an inclusive multi-stakeholder model approach with a view that appropriate mechanisms, modality be developed to properly address the concerns raised with respect to the community. So now we have to look at the modality. What are the modalities and so on and so forth. So in general, there is no difference. we have to address the concerns in an appropriate manner. Concerns of community, which is inclusive. There are different groups, there are different types, and so on and so forth. But fortunately, all of them having one objective is halal in an appropriate manner. And so on, so we are totally agree with that. But the issue is not how to find that consultation, how to find the most appropriate manner to address that concerns in an exclusive manner, that everybody be involved and everybody be consulted. I'm not saying go to the voting, and I'm not going to go to the referendum, but there are ways and means that we have addressed that issue. So I think the matter on the issue table is how to find this modality and so on and so forth. So I don't think that there is a difference between the views of here. Everybody says that we have to use this word properly. We have to avoid any misuse of the term or of the TLD, any abuse of that and so on and so forth, whether in the commercial term, whether in the non-commercial term. So I don't think that, madam, there is a difference view of that. The difference is that how we could address this issue on what manner, which way we have to do that. What we believe that it is not in a single entity who could say that this is the order, and we have to consult all involved peoples in one way or other in an appropriate manner to have views that yes, now we have something that concerns of the people, are whether these concerns would be through some whether safeguard or approach or some conditions or some arrangement and so on and so forth. That is that. So I don't think that at this stage we have more than to say to this, and perhaps we should work together among the Muslim countries. We have some gatherings, we have some tools, we have some arrangement and so on and so forth. We could enter into dialogue with each other and to find that one and to take the necessary approach and perhaps try to narrow down various ways and means. There might be two or three different roads, two or different avenue. We should take them and perceive, narrow it down. Okay, this is the proper avenue that we can go, and we take it and we go and take the views and come to saying that, okay, this address the concerns of the community. And in that case, hopefully, we believe that we working together with that idea that we make this, you continue to make this friendship among all Muslim countries. So that is what I could say at this stage. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. We have a few minutes if any colleagues on the GTLD committee have any comments, or we can go back if any of the earlier speakers have anything to add. Okay. It looks like no. Turkey, please.
Thank you for the comments made by our colleague from Iran. But saying that there are no differences within Islam would be oversimplification of the situation. There are differences, unfortunately. And there are differences in understanding, there are differences in approach and reference point. So anything covers whole Islam should be a reference from an umbrella organization or any reference point that also covers whole Islam, not just one part, not one just sect, not just one approach, understanding. So that's why Organization for Islamic Countries is the best reference point, because it's the most comprehensive umbrella organization. And if they cooperate, if they get some kind of working relation with them, that would be acceptable from our point of view. Thank you.
Thank you, Turkey. Iran, you had further comments?
Yes, I think I need not to repeat myself, Madam Chairman. I said that there are concerns of different group, different people with different way of thinking and so on and so forth, but I said that we will take a inclusive approach of all involved, I talk about individuals, personalities, entities, government, and said that including the organization of Islamic corporations, organization like Economic and Cooperation Organization, and this including but not limited. So we don't want to limit in one single saying that that is not there. We have to take that to have views of everybody and so on and so forth. Otherwise, we may not be fulfilling our task properly. So I don't see any difficulty to consult the people and so on and so forth. No doubt we have my distinguished friend from Turkey. We have differences, but always we have differences, but the end of the day, we resolve the differences, we come some sort of agreement, some sort of consensus. No doubt we don't have, never we had something that everybody will be equally happy. Sometimes we have something everybody will be equally unhappy. But the issue is that we have a consensus. And consensus does not mean unanimous agreement. Consensus means that the people do not object to what is out. So I don't think it is very early to say that, okay, we have differences and that. No, we have differences. Let's work towards the differences, narrowing down to the extent that we can through appropriate manners and so on and so forth. But let us not single out one single entity. Let us look at all possibilities to see, to gather all information, to gather all things together to see where we are, and then from that we will take approach. And it is not something that we work individually. We should work together collectively and so on and so forth. I says appropriate modality and mechanism. This modality we don't know yet whether we have a group of whether we have a working group established under the Islamic countries, whether we have I don't know. We have to work out. We have to sit down together, but with this approach that we want to solve the problem. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. So I have a request from Malaysia and UAE, and then I think we can wrap up this exchange. So please, Malaysia. Would you like Malaysia to go next?
All right. Yes, okay. Please. I just would like to add that like a wrap up from all this discussion, from my perspective, is that before we conclude that the applicants can move on to the next phase, it has to go through a dialogue or a conference or anything to address the sensitivity of this issue and to address so that everyone's in the community agree with it. So that is the concern that we have. Because at the moment we don't get anything, we never talk to the applicants, we don't know where they are from, so that is the main concern. So before it allows to forward, they have to get the community's concern through the umbrella to go to the main